Welcome to Gemara Markings. Today's shiur is Rosh Hashanah Daf Yud Dalid. Don't forget to click on the Daf option in order to view a marked Daf Gemara for today's shiur. If you are not fully familiar with our Gemara Marking system and wish to benefit from its great rewards, it is essential that you study all of the introductory material accessed by clicking on the Learn the System option provided on the sidebar of our homepage. If you're already partially familiar, you will benefit by clicking on the brief 4-minute introduction that is available here. Being that our system is a visual approach to the Daf Gemara, it is recommended that you print out the marked Daf Gemara before the shiur. If you wish to be in touch with us, we can be reached at gmarkings@gmail.com. We begin today's shiur 11 lines from the top of Daf Yud Daled. Before we begin the actual Gemara, let us glance at the side where we have a topic heading. In this case, we have a general topic heading and then a more specific heading. So the Nosei Klali, we've written, Kesher Bein Zmanom Shel Minim Shonim Umukoros Hamayim Shelohem. We're going to see a relationship regarding the times of different varieties of plants and their water sources as reflects the time for the Trumas and Maisras tithing that is appropriate for these different varieties. So we're going to deal with sources of water and how that has an effect on establishing the year that's relevant to the tithing of different varieties. The immediate topic heading under our Nosei reads, Muvah Braisa. We're going to see a Tanaic source brought in the Gemara, Sheboi Moifim Rabbi Yosi Aglili Rabbi Akiva, where these two Tanoim appear, Beinyan Kavias Shana, regarding the establishing of what year of the agricultural cycle you are to observe. The Kavias Shana Shogoren V'Yekev. Goren are grains. In fact, the word goren, if you look at it phonetically, you could see the word grain in there, granary. And v'yekev is a reference to wine. V'shona shel yerokos, and the year that is relevant to vegetables. Alpi mekoros hamayim shelahem, based on their source of water. Hagemara Tishal Mai Binai. The Gemara will ask, what is the difference between Bein Dvorav Shrav Yosei Glili V'Rabbi Kiva? In the source that we'll be seeing, that will be a question that will be raised. So we now have a Tanaic source, Tanya, Rabbi Yosei Haglili Omer. He quotes the Pasuk, Be'ospecha Migarnecha Umikvecha. There's a Rashi, Be'ospecha Migarnecha Umikvecha. Mikan samchu chachomim likbo azman meiser yerek divreim achar lekita. We're going to have to come back to this Rashi, but what he's noting is that in addition to the Torah level requirement of tithing grains and wine, there is a rabbinic requirement of tithing vegetables as well. So that from the Torah standpoint, you're not obligated in tithing produce other than grains and wine and oil, olive oil. This pshat is, of course, according to most Mefarshim. We turn back to the Gemara. Ma goren v'yekev miuchodim shigdelim al mei shona she'avra. The uniqueness of Goren and Yekev is that they grow based on... Now, if you give this a literal translation, it'll read as they grow based on the last year's water. But from Rashi, the impression that one gets is that their growth is based on rain. And let us be even more accurate, that the year that's relevant to the Goren and Yekev is the year in which they developed a third. So you look at the year in which they developed a third, so that technically speaking, I might be harvesting them on a year after they had already developed a third. In other words, the calendar year may have flipped over from year two to year three, if you will. In year two, it developed a third, and in year three, you harvested it. In a situation like that, we say that Gorin and Yekiv are based on the point at which they developed the third. So that's what the Gemara means when it's, the Brisa means when it says, they grow almei shana shavra, based on last year's water, umis asrin l'shana shavra, and they're the appropriate meiser, the appropriate tithe. We've learned already extensively in the last few dapim about this, and we even included a little chart on the side in one of our previous dapim, that years 1, 2, 4, and 5 are meiser sheni years, and years 3 and 6 are meiser oni years. So in order to determine the year, it's important to know what establishes the year for different varieties. So when you're dealing with grains and wine, their tithe year is based on when they developed a third. And likewise, af kol shigdelim almei shana she'ovra, misasrin l'shana she'ovra. Likewise, all other things that grow based on last year's water will be tithed accordingly. Yotsu yirokos, this is to the exclusion of vegetables, shigdelim almei shana haba, that they grow based on the more recent years, the next year's water. Umis asrin l'shana haba, and they will be tithed according to the tithe of the current year, which means, for practical purposes, vegetables are watered up till the point that they are harvested, until they're lakita. This is in contrast to grains and grapes, which is made into wine, which once they develop a third, whatever water was responsible, and that would mean the rainfall that was responsible for their reaching a third of their development, once that happens, they will continue growing based on whatever nutrients or water those plants have stored up. And that was referred to in this source by the Mei Shona She'ovra. In contrast to vegetables that need to be watered up till the point that they are actually harvested. They don't store water like the grains or vines. Rabbi Kiva Omer, quoting the same pasuk, Bi'osbecho migornecho miikvecho. Ma goren v'yekev miyuchodim shigdelim al roiv mayim umisasrin l'shono shavra. Goren and Yekev are unique in that they grow based on rov mayim, means the majority of water for plants is from the rain. That's the majority of water is from rain. And they are tithed according to the according to what Gemara calls last year. Af kol shigdelim al rov mayim misasim l'shona ha'oshavra. So to all plants that grow based on rain, so their tithe is in accordance with that. Yotsu yirokos, to the exclusion of vegetables, shigdelim al kol mayim umisasrin l'shona haba. Vegetables need to be watered not just through rain, but also through drawn water, in other words, irrigation, and they are going to be tithed according to the current year. So that when we speak about these, both Rabbi Yossi Aglili and Rabbi Akiva, basically, you can have, let's say theoretically, a plant that you harvest, let's say, after Rosh Hashanah. And between the time before Rosh Hashanah, time after Rosh Hashanah, you are in a change of year, from year two to year three. So in the case of vegetables, you're going to be tithing them based on the new year. Now, in our example, year three, so you would be tithing the Miser Oni tithe as opposed to the Miser Sheni tithe. And why is that? Because they were being sustained by water up till the point that you were harvesting them. In contrast to the grains and vines, they didn't need the water that you were watering till now. They were there, even if you're harvesting them now, their growth was based on last year's rainfall. So even if you are harvesting them after the change of year, you go back to the their development of a third, which was based on the previous year's rainfall. The Gemara asks, "My Binai, what is the difference between Rabbi Yossi Aglili's approach and Rabbi Akiva's approach?" Omer of Yavo, but Solim Hasrisin, Uful Hamitzri, Iko Binai. These are two kinds of plants. We don't have to translate them. It's just enough to say there's something called Bitsolam Hasrisin. Rashi gives a French word for that. And Pul Hamitzri, another type of vegetation. Rashi adds two words that you don't see in the Gemara, but he says you had planted the Pul Hamitzri for their, we'll say their what they call the Shizoroi Lierik, for their vegetation aspect as opposed to for their seed aspect. That's a technicality, but if you had planted it for its seed aspect, you wanted to derive benefit from the plant's seeds, then you would go based on when it took root. But these plants are going to be a point of difference. We continue reading in the Gemara, Disnan, B'tzolam HaSrisin U'ful HaMitzri, Shemona Mehen Mayim, Shloishim Yoim Lifnei Rosh Hashanah. These are plants that, generally speaking, you might have in fact watered them till the time that you harvested them. So here we're going to use a specific example where you withheld water from them for a period of 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, and you harvested them after Rosh Hashanah. So the source says, Misasrin l'sha'avar, their tithe will be based on the year before Rosh Hashanah, the number year that it was before Rosh Hashanah. Umutaran b'shvius, if you were in a transition point from a sixth year into the seventh year being the sabbatical year, the Shemitah year, so they would be mutar, they would not be considered having the restrictions of seventh year growth. The imlav, if you did not withhold water for a full 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, then asurin b'shvius, then they will take on the laws of the seventh year. Umis asurin l'shana habo, and if it were another situation other than the seventh year, but it was a transition from, let us say, from a Miser Sheni year into a Miser Oni year, or from a Miser Oni year into a Miser Sheni year, you would tithe according to the current year, the year that you are harvesting them. Rabbi Yossi Aglili then will take one approach, and Rabbi Akiva a different approach. In as far as committing ourselves to who says what, you should just be aware there are two explanations in the Rashi. We could look at the first explanation in the Rashi. We've marked it off. You can see there's a Roman numeral number 1. Second line, under the Gemara text in the Rashi, Rabbi Yossi Aglili is lei ha masnis. Rabbi Yossi Aglili holds from the Tanaic source we just quoted. They came with the mona mehen mayim shloshim yom lufnei Rosh Hashanah. Since you withheld water from them for a full month before Rosh Hashanah, nimtzu gedelim al mei shana shavra. Then, using the terminology that Rabbi Yossi Aglili himself used, this would be an example of plants. The Pul HaMitzri and the Psalm HaSrisim grew based on the previous year's water. Rabbi Kiva, he doesn't look at the water supply, but he looks at Hare Gedelim al Kol Mayim. These are plants that need irrigation. Umis Asrin Lahaba. And since they are plants that need irrigation, they will be tithed according to the current year. The Rashi goes on with an opposite approach. But for our purposes, we wanted simply to show a case where Rabbi Yossi Haguili and Rabbi Akiva would differ. Be'echod b'shvat Rosh Hashanah le'ilan. The date of Echod b'shvat Rosh Hashanah le'ilan happens to be Beis Shammai's opinion. Beis Hillel says Tu b'shvat, or the 15th. Tu is Tes Vav. Tes is 9, Vav is 6, 9 at 6 is the 15th of Shvat. There's a topic heading that we have on the side, the Nosei, Peros Shechointim Lifnei Shvat, fruit that chontim, that blossoms before the Shvat date. Beis Shammai, according to his opinion of the 1st of Shvat, or Beis Hillel, according to their opinion of the 15th of Shvat. So we're going to speak in general terms, the peros that blossom before the Shvat date. Godlu al mei shona she'avra. What enabled them to reach their blossoming? It's the rain that fell last year. Not the most recent month's rain, but last year's rainfall. Last year's rainfall, the water was supplied in the trees and in the tree botanical system, enabling the nutrients to develop and result in the blossoming of these fruits. Fruits then that blossom before Shvat, their growth was based on last year's rainfall. Ve'elu shechointim achar Shvat godlim al mei shona zu. And the plant, the trees, the fruits that blossom after Shvat, in Israel, they refer to those kind of fruits as summer fruits. That includes pears and peaches and plums, etc. They blossom after Shvat, the Shvat date. So their growth is based on this year's waterfall, this year's rainfall. Let us now turn to the Gemara. My Taima, what is the reason for choosing the Shvat as the time to determine when there is a year change for fruits? Omar Rabbelozer, Omar Rabboshaya, Hoyol the Yotsu Roiv Gishmei Shana, V'Adayin Roiv Tkufa Mibachutz. Now, here, if we translate, and we will have to translate, the Gemara itself will say there's a problem, and it will give us then a new explanation. But here we translate, and the Gemara says that since the majority, when you reach the Shvat date, the majority of the rain of that year has fallen, bearing in mind that the rainy season starts in Tishrei or Cheshvan, so you have Tishrei, Cheshvan, Kislev, Teves, Shvat. And after Shvat, there's just the month of Adar, and that's the end of the rainy season. Of course, we're talking about in Eretz Yisrael and countries like Eretz Yisrael, where the rainy season is half a year, and there's a dry season the other half a year. So the Shvat time is chosen, as the Gemara says, because the majority of rain has fallen, and the majority of the winter season, the tkufa is the winter season. The winter season takes up 3 months. There are four seasons, each season having 3 months. And this winter season is called tkufas teves. And that tkufa, that season, it starts with approximately the months teves, shvat, and ador. Following is the spring season, which encompasses, generally speaking, Nisan, Iyar, Sivan. So when you're at this Shvat date, you have the most of the Tkufa is still yet to come, meaning you've experienced already the month of Teves, when you're at Echod B'Shvat, so you still have all of Shvat and all of Adar until you complete the winter season. The Gemara asks, "My Ko'omar, what is being said?" And the explanation for the problem here is that if the majority of the season is still has still not arrived, has still not been observed or experienced, that's a reason for pushing off the Rosh Hashanah of trees till the month of Adar, when the majority of this winter season has gone by already. So the Gemara explains, you're right. Hochi Komar, you should rather read it thusly. Read Rebbe Lozer Amar Rebbe Shai as follows. Afalpi sheroiv tkufa mibachutz, even though the majority of the season still is yet to come, hoyol v'yotsu roiv gishmei shona. The Shvat date is chosen because of the rain factor, that the majority of the rain has already fallen, so that once the majority of rain has already fallen, we establish a date which constitutes the new year for the trees, for the fruits. And in order to appreciate that, we already explained in our introductory comments that tree and fruit development is based on when the fruit blossoms. And that's true for most fruits. We're going to now enter a sugya which deals with the esrog, which is a unique type of fruit. On the side of the Gemara, we have a nosei klali, a general topic heading, and this general topic heading indicates that we're going to it lasts till Tes Vav Amid Beis. So we have basically two daf of Gemara, practically, dealing with esrog ukvias zmano, the esrog and how you establish its time. The immediate topic, the nosei, reads Maisa Rabbi Gamliel. We're going to see an incident in which involves Rabbi Gamliel shelikate esrog be'echod b'shvat. He harvested an esrog on the first of Shvat. V'noag bo shnei isurin, and he practiced two tithes. When we mention two tithes, of course, we're referring to Meiser Sheni and Meiser Oni. The Gemara. We're picking up the Gemara, second line from the bottom. Tana Rabbanan. Meiser Rabbi Akiva. We may have mistakenly said Rabbi Gamliel. The correction, this mice involves Rabbi Akiva. Shelikate Esrog Be'echod B'Shvat V'Nohag Boy Shnei Isurim. He harvested an Esrog on the first of Shvat and observed two Maisris. We're dealing with a scenario where he's going from a second year into a third year. Echod Kedivrei Beishamayim, the Echod Kedivrei Beisilah. We're at the top of Omid Beis. The two Maisris, according to, we call this the first approach in the source. There's another day of very shortly, Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda, but according to the first approach, the two maestros that he observed were, because he considered the first of Shvat, he took into consideration Beis Shammai. The first of Shvat represents the new year. So if we're going from a year two into a year three, the new year would be a Maeser on a year. And Echot Kedivrei Beis Shammai, taking into consideration Beis Hillel's opinion, the Echad Kedivrei Beis Hillel, who holds that it's still the second year. The new year for fruits hasn't arrived until the 15th of Shvat. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Lo Minhog Beis Shammai uBeis Hillel Nohag Bo, the double tithe that Rabbi Kiva observed was not because he was taking into consideration both of those opinions. Ela minag Rabban Gamliel Rabbi Eliezer nohag ba. He was choshesh. He was considering these two Tanaic opinions, the opinion of Rav Amliel and the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer Disnan, what they said is reflected now in this source. Esrog shove li'ilon b'shloisha drachim li'erek b'derech echad. The Esrog has in three aspects the laws of regular trees, regular fruit trees, and in one aspect it has the laws applying to vegetables. Shove li'ilon b'shloisha drachim, it follows the rules of trees, which means you go on based on blossoming time, in three aspects, la'orla, ulerevai, ulishvias, that the tree, as opposed to vegetables, the tree has rules concerning orla, means the first 3 years you cannot benefit from them. The revai is the fourth year. Is a year that you bring the fruits to Yerushalayim and you eat them there. Lishvias, in order to determine whether it's Shemitah, it's a Shemitah year or not, so you will go Bosur Chanata. When did it blossom? Blossoming is the is a tree determinant, a fruit determinant for its year. So the Esrog also. When did it blossom? That will determine if it blossomed during a Shemitah year, even though you harvested it in the eighth year, it will be a Shemitah Esrog. If it blossomed in the sixth year and you harvested it in the second year, in the seventh year, it will be a sixth year Esrog and won't have Kedusha Shvias, won't have the restrictions of a Shemitah fruit. Ulayerek Bederech Echad, the Esrog, according to this opinion, it's Rabbi Gamliel's opinion, the Esrog is like a Yerek in one aspect, Shebishas Lekitosoi Isuro, Divrei Rabbi Gamliel. In order to determine what year it is regarding Maisris, you look at the year in which you actually cut it off the tree. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Esrog Shove Le'ilon L'chol Davar. Rabbi Eliezer says that an Esrog follows a tree with regard to all halachas, also regarding the Maisris. You go according to when it blossomed. So that the practice of Rabbi Akiva, who took the two Maisris off of the Esrog that he harvested on the first of Shvat, it's because he was considering the time of harvesting. That's like Rabbi Eliezer, and he was considering which put you into a new year, and he was looking at the time of its chanot, of its blossoming, which would have been according to the previous year. So that when you're going from a Meiser Sheni into a Meiser Oni year, you'll tithe the Meiser Sheni tithe as well as the Meiser Oni tithe. The Gemara has questions on this story, and first we're going to look at the opinion of the Tanakama, that the two tithes that he took were because he was looking at Echad B'Shvat as, or through the eyes of Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai. The Gemara asks a question. It's a long question because it takes in basically a Tanaic source. O mi avdinon ketrei chumri. Would one observe two contradictory stringencies? Tanya, and we have a Tanaic source that says that when you're issuing legal rulings, you would never follow two contradictory stringencies, which in effect is what Rabbi Kiva what he did, because he's saying Echad B'Shvat is both a new year and an old year. How can it be? It's got to be one or the other.
V'hotanya, we have a Tanaic source here that describes how to practice things when you have machloikisim. La'oilom halacha kedivrei Beis Hillel. In general, the halacha follows the ruling of Beis Hillel. V'roitzilas is kedivrei Beis Shammai, oise kedivrei Beis Hillel, oise. And you have a choice. You can follow Beis Hillel or you can follow Beis Shammai. But you have you choose one of them and follow that one opinion. As far as the refining of these last couple lines, this is dealt with in other Gemaras. We're not going to go further. We translated it, but there is much more discussion on that. Rashi points that out as well, but we're not going to dwell on that. Mikule Beis Shammai Umekule Beis Hillel Rasha. If a person chooses to follow the leniency of Beis Hillel and the leniency of Beis Shammai, when you're in a realm in which the two points are contradictory, but you choose specifically the leniencies of Beis Shammai and the leniencies of Beis Hillel, Olav HaKosev Omer, Vaksil, he's considered a Rasha, a wicked person. Mechumrei Beis Shammai umechumrei Beis Hillel. If a person chooses the stringencies of Beis Shammai and the stringencies of Beis Hillel in a situation where the two points are contradictory, Olav HaKosev Omer, regarding a person like that, it says Vaksil b'choshech alech, the fool walks in darkness. And that is the case over here, where Rabbi Akiva looks at Echad B'Shvat, and Echad B'Shvat, he does like the stringency of Beis Shammai, treating it with a Meiser Oni tithe, being a new year, and treating it with a Meiser Sheni tithe, being the previous year, because you haven't reached Tu B'Shvat yet. That would be Beis Hillel. Ela, Ike Beis Shammai, Bekuleon Uvechumeyon. The right way to practice is be consistent like Beis Shammai, taking both his stringencies, his leniencies and his stringencies. Ike Beis Hillel, Bekuleon Uvechumeyon. Or Beis Hillel, taking his stringencies, his leniencies and stringencies. Now, there's Rashi gives a very fine explanation of what the primary example of this of what this source is talking about. The primary example is found elsewhere in Shas. It has to do with dinim of treifus and dinim of tumah v'tara. For our purposes, though, for our immediate purposes, is that paskening the two contradictory opinions, taking the stringencies of both of them, is a foolish way of ruling halacha. And yet, that's what Rabbi Akiva seemed to do over here. The Gemara answers, Rabbi Akiva gamrei istapiklei. Rabbi Akiva really knows that you're supposed to follow Beis Hillel's opinion. Rabbi Akiva had a doubt. He was not sure. V'lo yoda I Beis Hillel be'echad b'shvat omru, I betu b'shvat omru. What Rabbi Akiva was simply not sure of is, what is Beis Hillel's opinion? For us who read Mishnayos that have already been printed and established, so it's very simple, everyone knows that Tu B'Shvat is the Rosh Hashanah Lulonis, according to Beis Hillel. But Rabbi Kiva, he was much earlier than us sitting in front of printed Mishnayos. In his time, he was not sure what Beis Hillel's actual opinion was. So he hit the first of Shvat, and it could be that this is the new year, according to Beis Hillel, in his mind. And therefore, it would be, if you're going from a second year into a third year, you'd have to take a Meiser Oni tithe, because it's the new year. Because we're going from a second year into the third year. But maybe Aleph Shvat, according to Beis Hillel, still the old year, so he took off a Maaser Sheni tithe. The Gemara continues. This is a quote from above. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Lo minig beis Shammai ubeis Hillel nohag bo. Elaminag Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Eliezer nohag bo. As far as Rabbi Yossi Rabbi is concerned, the two tithes that Rabbi Akiva tithed from his esrog was because he was taking into consideration the machlokas we saw above. Does an esrog base itself on, for meiser purposes, is it based on the tree standard, the chanota, or is it based on the lakita standard, the harvesting time? Now, in the example that we had featuring Rabbi Akiva, Echad B'Shvat was featured, the first of Shvat, and he harvested on the first of Shvat. And that represented a new year, because of, if you're going to go based on the harvesting and you harvested on the first of Shvat, that would be a new year. Now, since when is Echad B'Shvat a new year? So the Gemara asks, Kebei Shammai Nohag Bo? Is Rabbi Akiva ruling like Beis Shammai? The Gemara has two answers. Now, before we go further, we should note, for those who are not familiar, that Halacha, generally throughout the Shas, does not recognize Beis Shammai as being the authoritative school of thought. So therefore, it's perplexing to us that Rabbi Akiva would be taking into consideration the opinion of Beis Shammai as establishing when the new year begins. But that seems to be what he did. So we have to answer that. The Gemara, Omar Rabbi Hanina Vitemo Rabbi Hananya. Another version of the name is Rabbi Hananya. Hocha, the case in which Rabbi Akiva was featured, was Be'esroig Shechontu Peiroisov Koidem Tesvov De'idoch Shvat Askinon. This esrog is a type of plant, a fruit that can stay on the tree for a few years. So the esrog that he was harvesting was an esrog that blossomed before Tu Bishvat of the previous year. This esrog has been sitting on the tree for quite a while. When did it blossom? It blossomed before Tu Bishvat of the previous year. So, and that previous year was a second year. And after Tu Bishvat of last year, you would then be considered a third year. When did he harvest it? He harvested this esrog on the first of Shvat of the current year. But not because Echad B'Shvat has any halachic significance. As the Gemara goes on to say, Ubedinhu, technically speaking, afilu koidem lochein, if he had harvested in Kislev or in Teves, the same thing would have happened, that he would have taken off two tithes. And why? Well, because if you go according to Chanota, it happened before Tu B'Shvat of the previous year, and that was a second year. And if you go according to Lakita, he harvested it after Tu B'Shvat. That would then be a different kind of tithe, a Maaser, only a third year tithe. Ah, the source, it said in the source, he harvested the first of Shvat. U'Maaser Shoya, Kachoya, just so happened that he tithed it on the first of Shvat. But as the Gemara just said a moment ago, he could have picked it, the same halacha would have applied, the same behavior of Rabbi Akiva would have applied had he harvested it in Kislev or Teves as well. A second approach to the source in which Rabbi Akiva was seen harvesting an esrog which seemed to be on the first of Shvat, and we had Rabbi Yossi Berbuda commenting that Rabbi Akiva's double tithing was because of the opinions of Rabbi Eliezer and Rav Gamliel. Ravina Omar Kroich Utni. Literally, it's wrap together and teach, but it's a rereading of the source and what was Rabbi Yossi Berbuda telling us above. It should be read as follows. Loi echod b'shvat hoya, elo tesvav b'shvat hoya. According to Rabbi Yossi Berbuda, the whole story was different. It wasn't the first of Shvat. It was the 15th of Shvat that Rabbi Akiva was harvesting his esrog. V'lo minag beis Shammai u'beis Hillel nohag bo, elo minag Rabbi Gamliel v'Rabbi Eliezer nohag bo. And the double tithe that he took wasn't like the Tanakhama said because of factoring or considering beis Shammai's Hillel, but rather because he took into consideration the opinions of Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Eliezer, who had argued the miser year of an esrog, is it based on the time that you harvest it like vegetables, which was the opinion of Rabban Gamliel, or do you base it on the time it blossoms, like the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer? As we go on in the Gemara, we have a new marking, a house shape, with Roman numerals 1 and 2. They represent Shnei Lishonos B'Divrei Rabo Bar Rav Huna. The second Lashon you will see at the third line from the top of Tes Vav Amud Aleph. Omar Rabo Bar Rav Huna Hashto Di Omar Rav Gamliel Esrog Achar Likitoso Isuro Kierek. There's a little arrow that we have to the immediate right-hand side of the Gemara. You can align this with the arrow on the upper part of the page. You can see there Rabbi Gamliel's comment that the Esrog's Meiser year is determined, according to Rabbi Gamliel, by the time that you are harvesting it. So now that he has said that, Rosh Hashanah Shelo Tishrei. Since you're treating it like a vegetable, so its Rosh Hashanah is going to be Tishrei, like other vegetables, regarding Meisers, in order to determine what Meiser year it is. Meisvei, we raise an objection from a Tanaic source. You notice that this source goes to the bottom of the Omid, but the question continues onto the top of Tes Vav Amud Aleph. The source says, Rabbi Shimon ben Elozer Omer, Liket Esrog Erev Tu B'Shvat. Person harvests an Esrog on the 14th of Shvat. Ad Shelo Tavo HaShemesh. Before sundown. So it's still the 14th of Shvat. V'chozar V'Liket Mishetavoi HaShemesh. And then he harvested an Esrog from the same tree after sundown. Ein Tormin U'Ma'asrin Mizeh Alzeh. You cannot tithe from one on the other to say take a double portion of tithe from one to exempt the other. Nefisha Ein Tormin U'Ma'asrin Lo Min HaChodesh Al HaYoshan V'Lo Min HaYoshan Al HaChodesh. Because we don't take the Truma and Meiser tithes from the new to exempt the old, or from the old to exempt the new. The old being previous year, the new being the current year. And now a practical example. Hoysa shlishis nichneses l'ravias. If you're in a third year of the Shemitah cycle, and you're going from a third year into a fourth year, Shlishis Meiser Rishon or Meiser Oni, a third year tithe necessitates the Meiser Rishon, which applies all 6 years, which is given to the Levium, and a Meiser Oni tithe, which is unique to the third and sixth year, and Revius Meiser Rishon or Meiser Sheni. Those are the two tithes, the Meiser that we have to bear in mind. Meiser Oni
for the third year, and Maiser Sheni for the fourth year. Man Shamis Le, the Gemara at the top of Tezvov and Aleph. Man Shamis Le, the Oziel, Bosar Lakita. In this source, we saw the term Lakita, where it's at the beginning of the source, Reb Shimon ben Elazar said, Likate Esrog. So that term, Likate, is of significance right now. And we should also note that we have a on the immediate left-hand side of the Gemara text, notice the star that helps you find where on Yud Dal Amud Beis you saw this term. Which Tana says that Lakita, that the harvesting of the Esrog is a the time of determining its identity, its Meiser identity? Rabbi Gamliel. That's in accordance with Rabbi Gamliel. He's the one that said that you base the Meiseris of an Esrog based on the Lakita. And this we saw on Yud Dalet Amud Beis at the upper part of the page. We had pointed this out earlier, seven lines from the top, the line where you have an arrow. So this source that Rav Shimon ben Elazar is featuring, is he's featuring it in the name of Rav Gamliel. The Kotani Shvat. And the source mentions Shvat as the time at which the new year arrives. Go back to Yud Dalet Amud Beis. Take full advantage of the additional markings. Notice when you saw Rabo Barav Huna in the house shape, we dashed underline the word Esrog and the word Tishrei. In this source, we dashed underline Esrog and Shvat. This source, the Tanaic source, is a Rabba Gamliel source by virtue of the word Likate. Rabba Barav Huna spoke about Rabba Gamliel Shita. Rabba Rav Huna presented Rabba Gamliel as holding the new year for the Esrog would be Tishrei, and here you have a Tanaic source featuring the opinion of Rav Gamliel, where the new year of the Esrog is in Shvat. Hence, we've got to do something about Rabo Barav Huna. Ela, the Gemara continues on the second line from the top. Ela, I itmar, hochi itmar. If Rabo Barav Huna said anything, he said thusly. We use a squiggle underline very often in a transition from one lashon to another, one version to another. Here we have a revised version of Rabo Barav Huna. So as the Gemara says, Hochi Elo Itmar, Hochi Itmar, Omar Rabo Barav Huna. Afagav de Omar Amliel Esrog Achar Lakita Kiyarek. Even though Rav Gamliel says that an Esrog is it's Meiser is based on when you harvest it, Rosh Hashanah Shelo Shavat, the Rosh Hashanah, the year change for an Esrog is Shvat. So you establish, did you harvest it before Tu B'Shvat or after Tu B'Shvat in order to determine what is the Meiser year of the Esrog. The Gemara asks a very technical question, but it's an example of the Gemara being very fine-tuned. My Shno Hosam. What is different about the case featured on Yud Beis Amud Beis? It's a little while ago, but there was a Tanaic source at the upper part of Yud Beis Amud Beis, which spoke about someone harvesting vegetables. And the example that was given there, Maishnasam Dekotoni Im Hoiso Shnio Nichneses Lishlishes, where the Tanaic source wanted to give an example of a transition from one year to the next as far as a Meiser change, Meiser Sheni over to Meiser Oni, and the example that it shows was you're going from the second year into the third year. Umaishna Hacha Dekotoni, and here in the example of the Esrog, the source that we just had at the bottom of Yud Dalam Beis
It said im hoiso shlishis nichneses l'revias. Also, a transition point from one type of meister to another. But the example by the esrog was an example of going from the third year into the fourth year, from a meister oni year into a meister back into a meister sheni year. The Gemara answers, Milsa agav urche komashmon. The changed example by the case of the esrog was deliberate. It's in order to teach us something by the way. The esrog kashyo le yoda. The esrog is sensitive. Kashya means it's difficult for it, but it means it's sensitive to handling. The idi de memashmashi be kule almo b'shvius. And since on the Shemitah year, when all produce is declared, hefker is unowned, and people come into fields and groves of trees and handle everything that's growing there, everyone is handling the stuff, and in this case handling the esrog tree and the Shemitah year, lo toin peri ad tlas shonin. It doesn't start to bear fruit for another 3 years. So that's hinted to by the example of the esrog. The first time you're going to see the esrog giving fruit will be on the third year of a Shemitah cycle. Up till that point there was no fruit on the tree because of what was happening during the Shemitah year. Before we conclude, let us remind you, especially if you're interested in accessing marked Gemaras, that we can be reached at gmarkings@gmail.com. With that, we conclude our shiur for today.